From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown reporting. Islamic State militants launched an assault on the northern oil city of Kirkuk on Friday, drawing troops and resources away from the battle toward Mosul as Iraqi and Kurdish Peshmerga forces continue to move in and on the country's second largest city. Heather Murdoch is in Iraq, where she says troops fighting the Islamic State are faced with many unseen threats.
Well, the soldiers I talked to today said it's really difficult fighting and it's really tricky because, among other things, they're increasingly wearing suicide belts or suicide vests when they're fighting. So the soldiers have difficulty getting even near the people they're fighting. They want to stay in their armored tanks because the chance of a suicide blast killing them is pretty great.
A suicide attack on an Iranian-run construction site in northern Iraq Friday killed at least 14 people, including four Iranians. Six Iraqi police and 12 Islamic State fighters were killed during a similar attack on a police compound in Kirkuk earlier in the day. But local news say armed militants are still occupying civilian houses and fighting with security forces. The U.S. government is investigating a cyber attack which spread across the country and to parts of Western Europe, causing an internet outage which affected several popular websites, including the social network Twitter, on Friday. The U.S. Department of Homeland Security said it is investigating all possible causes of the outage and who is behind those outages. Internet users affected by the outage experience sluggish surfing. This is VOA News. The U.N. High Commissioner for Human Rights says the siege and bombardment of Syria's northern city of eastern Aleppo constitutes crimes of historic proportions, and he's calling on the 47-member U.N. Human Rights Council to refer the situation to the International Criminal Court. Lisa Schlein has our report.
High Commissioner Zaid says well over 300,000 Syrians have been killed and countless others wounded and traumatized in the course of more than 5 years of civil war. Without mentioning Russia by name, the High Commissioner blames the indiscriminate airstrikes across the eastern rebel-held part of Aleppo by government forces and their allies. The chair of the International Commission of Inquiry on Syria, Paolo Sergio Pinheiro, agrees.
Perpetrators of war crimes and crimes against humanity will only cease to violate the laws of war when it is clear that they will be held to account.
Pinheiro says members of the investigative commission will continue to document war crimes in Aleppo. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
South Africa says it's withdrawing from the International Criminal Court. The Justice Minister said Friday a bill will be submitted to Parliament recommending that South Africa repeal implementation of the Rome Statute, which obligates its signatories to arrest anyone sought by the ICC. African countries, however, say the court has solely focused on leaders on their continent. South Africa's decision to withdraw can be traced back to Sudanese President Omar al-Bashir's controversial visit to South Africa last year for a two-day meeting of the African Union's heads of state. Faced with disappointing polling numbers and less than 3 weeks to bridge the gap, Donald Trump on Friday nonetheless stayed upbeat as he campaigned in two key battleground states. Trump highlighted three recent polls showing him ahead of his rival, Democratic presidential candidate Hillary Clinton, who campaigned Friday in the hotly contested state of Ohio.
More than 4 million people have already voted. Including many people right here in Ohio.
Both Clinton and Trump are expected to campaign aggressively in the final days of the campaign. The Russian national man accused by American officials of hacking U.S. targets, arrested early this month in the Czech capital, was indicted by a federal grand jury in the U.S. state of California. The 29-year-old Muscovite was arrested on October 5th by officials in Prague, where he remains in custody awaiting an extradition hearing. The Russian embassy in Prague is said to be working with the Czech authorities to prevent his extradition to the United States. For details on much more news, we invite you to join us at voanews.com. Thank you for joining us. I'm Michael Brown reporting in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.